A CEO walks into a conference with business cards and a pitch, ready to network. Hours later, he leaves without a single meaningful connection. Everyone was polite, but no one remembered him. Meanwhile, across the room, someone else, less polished, less prepared, has three people asking for her advice and two invitations to coffee. What's the difference? It's not charisma or luck. It's something more fundamental. She's already top of mind, and he's invisible. In a world drowning in content, advertisements, and LinkedIn requests, being remembered isn't just an advantage, it's survival. The most successful people and brands don't chase opportunities. Opportunities find them. They've cracked a code that has nothing to do with aggressive marketing and everything to do with authentic human connection. This isn't about manipulation or hacks. It's about understanding how trust forms, how memory works, and how to position yourself so that when someone needs what you offer, you're the first person they think of. Remember 1990s salespeople with rehearsed scripts? The internet ended that. Today's consumers research products, read reviews, and decide before speaking to anyone. 200 million people now use ad blockers. Yet businesses keep shouting, just online now, pop-up ads, autoplay videos, cold emails, same me marketing, different medium. What works is the opposite, shifting focus to your audience. Instead of how do I sell this, ask how can I make your life better? Google identified micro moments, those tiny gaps when someone wonders something and reaches for their phone. Winning those moments means understanding what people need before they ask. Create content that educates, resources that solve problems, connections that feel human. Do this consistently and something remarkable happens. People seek you out. They complete 70 to 90% of their research before contacting you, and by then, they already trust you. Trust isn't a switch you flip. It's a campfire you build carefully over time with authenticity, helpfulness, and likability. Authenticity matters because people smell fake instantly. Social media has made privacy suspicious. We've grown wary of opaque leaders after scandals like Enron and Madoff. Pat Flynn of Smart Passive Income publishes monthly income statements and discusses personal challenges publicly. This radical transparency works. 83% of customers say honest practices determine trust. Personal branding isn't narcissism, it's survival, but only if it includes flaws. Likeability matters more than we admit. You can't trust someone you don't like, regardless of competence. Likeability buys forgiveness and keeps clients loyal despite cheaper options. Building it requires daily practice, spotlighting others, listening more than talking, putting devices away, giving without expecting return, admitting shortcomings. Familiarity seals the deal. Face-to-face conversations, genuine curiosity, meaningful questions, these transform you from outsider to insider. Layer in thought leadership and you become indispensable. Helpfulness doesn't require money or grand gestures. Most helpful actions take seconds. A quick email, a phone call, an introduction. End conversations with, "How can I be helpful to you?" and mean it. The act itself, offering value without strings, creates bonds that endure. Share your knowledge generously. Whether industry insights, personal wisdom, or hard-won lessons, offering what you know enriches lives and saves time. Digital content makes this scalable. One article can create a knowledge chain that strengthens trust with every reader. Jeff Hayden focuses on engaging his audience through honest, transparent sharing that presents you as a real person delivering tangible value. Connect people to what they value. Share idle resources, your developer for a weekend project, your office for an event, your season tickets. Make people aware of opportunities. A well-timed introduction can change someone's trajectory. Over 50% of people reciprocate within a year, but the real reward isn't transactional, it's the goodwill you generate. offer transparent feedback, become a brand advocate for others, provide referrals actively, volunteer your time, recognize people publicly, give thoughtful gifts, and personalize every interaction so people feel seen as individuals, not leads. These aren't tactics. They're a way of being. Consistency forms the foundation of thought leadership. Our brains hold about 7 pieces of information for just 20 seconds. For information to stick, neurons must rearrange through consolidation, a process requiring time and repetition. Consistent exposure creates familiarity that makes you easier to recall. But consistency without quality backfires. The availability heuristics shows people form opinions based on easily recalled information, whether positive or negative. Regular engagement through speaking, communications, and content develops familiarity that breaks down trust barriers, enabling you to attract followers and become an authority, not as an end goal, but as a means to forge relationships. Rather than waiting for inspiration, establish creative rituals. Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way recommends morning pages, 3 pages of stream of consciousness writing daily to nourish creativity and boost output. Regular writing makes the process progressively easier and more enjoyable. Consistency breeds consistency, but don't let routines become joyless. View thought leadership as a privilege to build compelling dialogue about your industry's most interesting aspects. Content is the most scalable way to stay top of mind, broadcasting helpfulness and consistency at scale. While metrics matter, content's true purpose is building emotional connections that position you as a thought leader. Unlike advertising, content has an endless lifespan with compounding benefits. Creating consistent content alongside leadership responsibilities feels overwhelming, but it's achievable with the right strategy. Start with clear goals and a documented plan. Without documentation, content initiatives get sidelined when challenges arise. Extract knowledge through content triggers, conversations that spark insights about your industry or clients' needs. Surround yourself with talented strategists, writers, and editors who translate your ideas into engaging content. Stop the excuses. My industry is boring. I'm a terrible writer. I don't have time. The right creative process is whatever makes creation easy and fun. Exceptional content won't make you top of mind if no one reads it. Pitch to publications, follow guidelines, work through revisions. Once published, coordinate efforts across social media, PR, SEO, email, and your entire staff. Content must target each stage of the consumer journey. Early on, establish credibility through trusted third-party channels. During research, remain educational but slightly company-oriented. At decision-making, provide empirical evidence and comparison guides. The buyer's journey doesn't end after conversion. Content strengthens relationships with existing customers, boosting loyalty and engagement. Meaningful engagement matters more than surface metrics. Measure completion rates, time spent, comments, shares, and citations. Being top of mind isn't about clever tactics. It's about showing up consistently, adding value generously, and building trust authentically. It's shifting from what can I get to how can I help? The CEO who couldn't connect at that conference learned to stop pitching and start listening. He created content that educated instead of promoted, building relationships instead of collecting contacts. Slowly, opportunities found him, not because he became louder, but because he became more human. The irony is beautiful. When you stop chasing networks and leads, when you focus on human connection instead, everything else falls into place. You become the person others think of first, not because you demanded attention, but because you earned trust. That's the real competitive advantage, being remembered not for what you sold, but for how you made people feel.